Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is standing by comments he made to CNN yesterday about so-called no-go zones in European cities and about Muslim immigrants to Western countries refusing to assimilate.
There are people here in London that will tell you there are neighborhoods where the women don't feel safe walking through those neighborhoods without veils. There are neighborhoods where the police are less likely to go. That's a dangerous thing.
You need to give me, to make an assertion like that, you need to give me the area so we can look at it, because I haven't heard of one.
Oh, well, look, I think your viewers know absolutely there are places where the police are less likely to go. They absolutely know there are neighborhoods where they wouldn't feel comfortable. They wouldn't feel comfortable with their
high
wives,
crime rates,
their daughters.
Bobby Jindal talking to CNN correspondent Max Foster there. His comments come just after Fox News retracted similar comments that pundit Steve Emerson made on the air.
In Britain, it's not just no-go zones. There are actual cities like Birmingham that are totally Muslim, where non-Muslims just simply don't go in.
Well, Emerson and Fox have apologized multiple times for those comments and retracted them. But we want to bring in now the Lord Mayor of Birmingham, England, Councillor Shafiq Shah. He is with us on the line. Lord Mayor, welcome to Here and Now.
No, thank you. Thank you, James. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, your reaction first to these comments, these most recent comments made by Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal.
Well, I think these comments are totally unfair. Birmingham is a great city. It's a very diverse city. And here we have people from all sorts of backgrounds, religions. It is a place where people live and work together. And it's a place where people don't just tolerate each other, but build friendships, families, and business across communities. And it's a very welcoming city. And we do have people coming from all over the world coming to visit us. And I think for someone to make comments like that about Birmingham is totally unfair to have these kind of comments about our great city.
Well, where did this idea come from of no-go zones existing? Are there any zones in Birmingham that where it's just Muslims and nobody else goes in?
No, definitely not. I can certainly assure you there are no areas like that in Birmingham at all, which is dominated by one political religion. I think religion even doesn't come into it. So there is Birmingham. We have a population over 1.2 million. And there's certainly no areas like that. My suggestion to these people who made these kind of comments about Birmingham is I think they should come and visit Birmingham and see how wonderful and friendly Birmingham is.
Well, how are the people of Birmingham reacting to this? And this has been going on now for over a week, ever since those original comments by Stephen Emerson were made on Fox News. And those comments, as we said, have been retracted by both Emerson and Fox News.
Well, I think one of the things from all communities of Birmingham, they all think these comments are totally unfair. In fact, people of Birmingham have come together and they're all saying these comments about Birmingham are not true at all. So in a way, it's pulled people of Birmingham together to be more united and say, look, you know, it's totally unfair for anyone to make these comments about our city.
Is that kind of thing, though, in existence at all in the UK in general? Are there problems with Muslim British people assimilating into the culture?
I mean, obviously, you do have certain issues regardless of which country you are, which city you are. But in general, you know, obviously, there are issues. But I think that these are mostly not religious issues. But in generally, I mean, obviously, I'm talking about Birmingham City, which I'm the Lord Mayor for. Certainly, we don't have any kind of problem within different communities or different religions at all.
And do you worry post what has just happened in Paris and the Charlie Hebdo attacks that there could be any kind of homegrown terror going on in Birmingham, or is that not a concern of yours?
Well, I think, you know, I think everyone needs to be concerned because what's happened in Paris is not right at all. And one of the positive things is that Muslims across the world and especially all the religious institutions here in Birmingham have openly condemned these attacks in Paris at all. But I think at the same time, we need to be, you know, what's happened in Paris, I hope it doesn't happen anywhere else. But as any city, we kind of need to be on alert and be prepared for anything which could go wrong. But hopefully, touch wood, nothing will let that happen. I hope it doesn't happen anyway.
Lord Mayor, I want to ask you about a letter that was sent out recently by the Department for Communities and Local Government in the UK, sent out to 1,000 Muslim leaders in the country, saying they have an opportunity to explain and demonstrate how faith in Islam can be part of British identity and to do more to tackle extremism. And the Muslim Council of Britain has criticized some parts of that letter. What do you think about that letter's contents as a Muslim and as a leader?
I think a lot of religious institutions are actually doing that. I mean, certainly myself, I've been in touch with many of religious Muslim leaders from Birmingham, and all of them which I've spoken to, they all are trying to integrate into the society, and anyone who I speak to from Muslim background, they're very proud to be British citizen. They're also very proud to belong to a Muslim religion. So I think a lot of religious institutions are already promoting that anyway. Certainly, I've been to many mosques, and where I've heard imams saying, this is our country, we need to be proud of this country, very proud of being British. So I think a lot of religious institutions are already promoting that anyway.
So you don't have a problem with this letter?
Well, it's not for me to say. It's been sent to many religious institutions around the country, not just Birmingham. But I think we all have a duty to, you know, act as good citizens and do whatever we can for best intentions of our country.
One more thing I want to ask you, and that is the balance that people are trying to strike between combating religious extremism and not labeling an entire religion in an unfair way. Which side of that balance do you think is winning out right now?
Well, I think we need to be very kind of clear and open about it. Any religion doesn't promote terrorism, and I'm a Muslim, and certainly Islam doesn't promote any kind of violence against anyone. And I think these people who are, you know, carrying out these acts of terrorism in the name of Islam, certainly they are not following the religion of Islam, because Islam promotes peace and tolerance amongst communities. So certainly, I mean, I don't understand the people who use the name of religion to carry out these acts of terrorism against anyone. So I don't think they are actually doing these in the name of, because the majority of Islamic institutions, in fact, all of them I've spoken to, they totally condemn these kind of acts of terrorism against anyone. So obviously, the truth will win.
That's Shafiq Shah, the Lord Mayor of Birmingham, England. Thank you so much for joining us, Lord Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
And this just in today, Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo told CNN's Christiane Amanpour today that she intends to sue Fox News for its coverage of no-go zones in Paris. She said Fox had insulted and prejudiced the city's image and that she thinks Paris will have to go to court to have these words removed. As we said earlier, Fox News has repeatedly apologized for the comments.